Earthquakes strike Greece's Santorini island every few minutes. By Breitbart London on February 5, 2025. Athens, Greece, AP. Earthquakes rattled Greece's volcanic island of Santorini every few minutes through the night and into Wednesday as authorities bolstered their emergency plans in case the hundreds of tremors over the past few days are a harbinger of a larger quake to come. A Coast Guard vessel and a military landing craft were in the wider area as a contingency should an evacuation be required. Civil Protection Minister Vasilis Kikilias said during an emergency meeting with security officials, scientists and the Prime Minister in Athens Wednesday. "We are obliged to draw up scenarios for better and for worse regarding the prolonged seismic activity," Kikilias said during the meeting, which was televised live. "Predicting earthquakes is not scientifically possible. And experts cannot yet determine definitively whether the seismic activity between the islands of Santorini and Amorgos could be a precursor to a significantly larger earthquake, or is part of an earthquake swarm that could continue shaking the area with small or moderate intensity quakes for weeks or months. I understand the fear of what it means at the moment to be on a Santorini that is constantly moving," Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said, as he called on residents to remain calm and follow authorities' instructions. Rescue crews with a sniffer dog and drones have been deployed on Santorini as a precaution since Sunday, while authorities have banned access to several coastal areas and ordered schools on several islands to shut for the week. Public events on Santorini have been banned, and local authorities were restricting access to clifftop areas that are among the biggest tourist draws to the island. Thousands of residents and visitors have already left Santorini, frightened by the hundreds of earthquakes measuring between magnitude 3 and magnitude 5 that have struck the area since the weekend. Ferry lines and commercial airlines have added flights and ships to their schedules this week to accommodate the increased demand. However, ferry services were disrupted on Wednesday due to rough weather. The quakes, which all have epicenters beneath the seabed between Santorini and the Amorgos, have so far caused no injuries or major damage, although limited rock slides and cracks in some older buildings have been reported on Santorini. Greece lies in a highly seismically active part of the world and earthquakes are frequent. But it is extremely rare for any part of the country to experience such an intense barrage of frequent earthquakes. Last week, authorities said monitors had picked up increased volcanic activity within Santorini's caldera, or flooded crater, but scientists say this is unrelated to the current quakes. They have also said the seismic activity northeast of the island is unlikely to trigger either of the two volcanoes in the area. Southeast Aegean Regional Governor Yorgos Hatzimarkos told Greek state television that the country's electricity provider had sent staff and equipment to the island to prepare contingency plans in case of power cuts, while civil engineers were checking the road network. Digital Governance Deputy Minister Konstantinos Kironakis said the government was working with telecommunications providers to ensure backup plans in case of a network outage in the area.